Hashtag Walkaway Movement to March on Washington Ahead of Midterms. By Penny Starr on October 25, 2018. What started as a six-minute video posted online, the hashtag Walkaway Movement, an exodus of progressives from the Democrat Party, will now take shape on Saturday in the nation's capital. It's going to be absolutely incredible. Brandon Straka, founder of the hashtag Walkaway Movement, told Breitbart News deputy political editor Amanda House recently on Breitbart News Sunday. Straka explained how all the online and other support he has received inspired him to plan an event in Washington, D.C., just days ahead of the crucial 2018 midterm elections. The part rally slash part march will involve converts to the right joined by what Straka calls hashtag walkwiths, conservatives who support those who have had enough of the left's failed policies and mob tactics, and welcomes them with open arms. Listen. The event starts at John Marshall Memorial Park at 11:30 a.m., followed by a march to Freedom Plaza, where a rally will begin at 2:30 p.m. Today, I'm kicking off the hashtag Walkaway campaign by releasing my video about why I am walking away from liberalism and the Democratic Party. Brandon Straka, founder of the movement, said in the video posted online in May. It is my sincere hope that you will join me in this campaign and that we may start a movement in this country, which not only encourages others to walk away from the divisive left, but also takes back the narrative from the liberal media about what it means to be a conservative in America, Straka said. It is up to all of us to make our voices heard and reclaim the truth. The Democratic Party has taken for granted that it owns racial, sexual, and religious minorities in America, Straka said. It has encouraged groupthink, hypocrisy, division, stereotyping, resentment, and the acceptance of victimhood mentality. Some of the speakers scheduled to speak at Saturday's rally include Straka, Dinesh D'Souza, Stacey Dash, and Wayne Dupree. Herman Cain, California congressional candidate Antonio Sabato Jr., Diamond, and Silk, and Tomi Lahren will make video appearances. Everything just kind of exploded. It was like a locomotive that just kept picking up steam, Straka told House of what has unfolded since he posted the video 5 months ago. He said the leftist media at first ignored his growing movement or dismissed it as another Russian bot attack. Straka said his movement experienced a second wave following the violent protests that took place during the confirmation process to confirm Brett Kavanaugh as a justice to the U.S. Supreme Court, which he said was the final straw for a lot of Democrats. As for the midterms, Straka is feeling positive but warned against complacency. Everybody needs to get out and vote, Straka said. It is so important. You must get out and vote, and you must vote red on November 6. Straka praised President Donald Trump and his accomplishments, including a revitalized economy. If you want to continue to see the country headed on that path, you must vote red on November 6, Straka said. A gala at Trump International Hotel on Friday night and a brunch on Sunday are planned. Breitbart News Sunday is broadcast live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 from 7 o'clock to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.